This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. Super excited that you're tuned in, as always. You know, still talking about gods, random gods from Africa. If you thought Loki was the number one trickster, my gosh, you're about to meet one from the old world who the Ashanti Empire believe surpasses any other trickster ever. Now, he was one with more wits and swag. He was clever. He made people laugh. He inspired people and united them. He was a hero. Yet, he brought the largest set of misfortune to Earth. Picture that. Someone who happens to be a hero. Someone who united people. Also bringing the largest set of misfortunes to Earth. That's what we have here. His name was Anansi the Spider, son of Nyamit, sky god, and Yansia the earth goddess. He was a spirit. A god who served as a channel between the earth and his father, who was the god of the sky and most powerful of his time. Legend has it that growing up, he was the only spider who physically challenged an elephant, I mean larger animals than him, and guess what? He crawled away safely. Noticeably selfish and sometimes cruel. He only helped other creatures when he felt it was going to be to his advantage. He mastered understanding. As he became an adult, his father decided to give him more responsibilities, and so Anansi was left to be the god of the sky and keeper of stories. This allowed him to hold on to the stories of humanity, and he did everything but good with them. But before he got the stories to himself, he did something no other god would have done or no other son would have done to their father. I'll tell you what happened. He went to his father Nyami to ask for the powers directly. Nyami was shocked. As he looked down from his throne at Anansi with his deep godlike voice, he then asked, "Why do you want these stories and power, my son?" Anansi replied, "I want to help humanity." Then Nyami smiled and looked at his son with pride, but maybe with a little doubt. Nyami wanted his son Anansi to prove himself worthy of the stories and powers he sought. And so, he rose up and said, "Anansi, my son, I will give you a challenge. In order to get these stories, I request of you these things. Bring to me Onini, the python snake, Moboro, the hornet, Osebo, the leopard, and Mocha, the fairy queen." Anansi mischievously smiled, realizing his father had no intention of giving him the stories of humanity and the powers he wanted so dearly. His father knew Anansi in his spidership body could not physically defeat any of these animals, let alone bring them to him. But right there, in front of the throne where his father sat and other gods present as witnesses, he made up his mind and said with a squeaky spidey voice, "Yes, yes, accept your challenge, father, and I'll bring that which you have requested of me." Quickly, he dashed into the forest with his gadgets like a hunter would to begin his conquest. He began to strategize, thinking about how he will capture them all. With his cunning mind racing with so many ideas, he couldn't wait to get started. He was pumped up and just wanted to capture them all. As hours passed, he had reached the lowlands and located an area where Honeyt had constructed their homes. Anansi propped himself up, and out of his gadgets he took out a calabash and walked closer to the nests built by the Honeyts. Once he was in their view, he dramatically ran to them with fear in his eyes and screamed,
Moboro, I am Anansi, son of Nyame, the god of the sky. I am here to save you and your family. A big storm is coming, and if you all fly into my sacred calabash now, I will guard you all, for your nest will not be able to withstand the storm.
So fearful, yet trusting Anansi, Moboro and other hornets quickly flew into his calabash for safety. With a smirk on his face, Anansi quickly closed his calabash. Capturing the hornet and his family, he laughed out so loud and continued his journey into the deep forest in search of a large snake requested of him. As he arrived at the deep forest, he saw the house of Onini, the python. As he approached the house, he saw Aso, the python's wife, playing with a very long dried branch of a tree. With a light bulb idea, Anansi said to Aso, "I bet, Onini, it's not as long as the branch you hold." Aso began to argue with Anansi, saying her husband was much longer. Onini overheard them and came out, wondering why they were having the debate. Anansi greeted Onini with a smile and explained the debate. Putting on a curious face, Anansi challenged Onini to lie by the tree branch as straight as he could, offering to tie him with his web to get his actual length. And so, the great python agreed. Little did he know. Once Anansi had fully tied the great python, he swiftly wrapped Onini's mouth with the web, took the stick and fled so quickly towards the jungle, not even looking back. Finally, he reached the jungle later in the day. With so much vegetation around, he hid his captive and dug a very deep hole that could conveniently take a bear. Then he covered it with leaves and branches, setting it up as a branch. Wow. This was because Osebo the leopard also lived nearby and he had just the perfect plan to capture him. When Anansi saw Osebo, he hailed out loud, "Osebo, the leopard of speed, I greet you." Osebo, wondering why Anansi was so far away while sending him greetings, responded loudly anyway, "Anansi, why are you so far away greeting me?" Anansi, smiling and dancing, said out loud, "Well, Osebo, I was wondering how fast you really are. Just wanted to know if you can truly catch me if I run." Osebo the leopard, amused and full of pride, he quickly sprinted to catch Anansi. The spider began running so fast, and just a few steps away from the leopard catching Anansi, the spider, boom! Osebo fell into the deep hole that was dug by Anansi. Anansi, pretending to be in shock, offered to use his web to wrap the leopard to bring him out in order to save him. Osebo agreed, and so, the cunning spider wrapped him up in his web, and before the leopard could realize what was going on, he was completely restrained with his mouth tied and he could not even move a muscle. Anansi was so proud of what he had done. Grinning so hard, he grabbed all his captives and strode into the dark. It was late in the day now, but he had one last stop to make. The spider went to the high part of the nearby valley where the fairies lived. Right before he got to the entrance, he made a doll and covered it with sticky gum. Then he walked over to the tree of life located on the valley. He placed a doll right under the tree and placed some yam in a bowl in front of the doll, positioning it to look like it was there to appease Mochia, the fairy leader. He knew the fairies would come out there to play with their leader, as this was their routine. When Mochia, the fairy, came out, she saw the doll. With gratitude, she went to eat and ate from the yam it served her. She thanked the doll, which of course did not reply. She thanked again and got no response. She got annoyed, wondering such bad manners, and so she struck it with her right hand and it got stuck. She struck it again with her left hand and that also got stuck. At that moment, she noticed Anansi staring at her and coming closer. Before she could scream for help, he captured her.
Anansi flew away so fast into the skies with all he had captured with jubilation. He took them to his father, who had challenged him, and then he dropped them before him. To his father's amazement, he was impressed by his son's tactical skill and so granted his wish. Nyame gave Anansi all the stories of humanity, which was later on proclaimed to be the spider stories, and more powers in addition. But could this have been the greatest mistake ever made by Nyame, the god of the sky? After receiving his powers, Anansi returned to Earth. Now, a more powerful trickster who knew the character and lifestyles of many, as he studied people and their habits in his spare time. By now, you just cannot wait to know what Anansi did with the powers. The story of Anansi is a two-part series, and this is just the beginning. There is more coming some other time, so I will be bringing you the full story on our next episode. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit FM.